farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers to benefit from Scientific Research Council SRC's Opportunity Fair. I'm Camille Guthrie and I'll have the details after the break. Good morning.
In observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a prayer vigil in concert, Mandela Park, Halfway Tree, November 19 at 5 p.m. Featuring Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Karen Ennis, and many more. Admission is free. Come be part of the fellowship, a Youth Month event.
A message from the Child Development Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
Farmers across the island are set to benefit from the Scientific Research Council, the SRC, and its subsidiary Marketec Limited Opportunity Fair 2013. The event is part of the SRC's thrust to develop industries, facilitate national growth and development through the application of science, technology, and innovation. It's also a means to support the local agriculture industry by adding value to produce. The fair will present a host of information on several aspects of agriculture that farmers will find beneficial.
There will be a presentation on agriculture as a business, where they'll look at good and post-harvest management techniques, why you shouldn't just treat it as a hustling, how you can organize and structure yourself to benefit from agriculture, the challenges and the successes.
General Manager of Marketec Limited, Rosalind Fisher. Farmers will also get a chance to see firsthand how the raw material they produce is developed.
The farmers are the ones who provide the raw material that will be used as input for the value-added product. So to have an opportunity in agro-processing, the farmers are key.
Ms. Fisher says it's important that farmers get a first-hand understanding of how their produce is used, as it can impact how they do their jobs.
There are times when the Scientific Research Council has developed formulations and it is exciting, but the consistency and availability of quality inputs become a challenge. And if the manufacturers do not have access to quality inputs on a consistent manner, it can kill the business. So it is necessary for the farmers to be involved, to understand that when you grow your banana, you don't just have to eat the banana just like that. You can make clarified banana juice, you can make banana chips, you can make a banana sauce. We can create different value.
The SRC's Opportunity Fair is scheduled for Thursday, November 28 at the Chinese Benevolent Society at 176 Old Hope Road, Kingston, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. The event is being held under the theme Limitless Possibilities, Infinite Opportunities. Admission is free and all are invited.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department invites you to Pensioners Day, Emancipation Park on November 22. Learn more about the central government pension scheme directly from the experts. Visit booths from Sagicor NIS, the Jamaican Government Pensioners Association, and York Pharmacy. Get financial advice from NCB, First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union, and more. Excitement and Showtime hosted by yours truly, Jenny Jenny. Call 922-8320 for more information. Pensioners Day, November 22 at Emancipation Park. The Accountant General's Department, serving those who have served.
The proverb for this morning is, when belly full man broke pot. Translation, when a man's belly is full, he breaks the pot. This means that once people get what they want, their interest wanes. And that has brought us to the end of this morning's program. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.